Now, I'm absolutely delighted to welcome back Margaret Mills, who's been away for a few weeks. Because, Margaret, you've been quite poorly, haven't you?
I have. Much better now, thank you.
Thank goodness for that.
Anyway, I survived.
Well, you clearly have. But you've lost most of the summer.
Yes, which I can never get back.
No, you can't, absolutely. But you're back with us here today, and what is your subject for your first return?
Well, quite a good one, I think. This is a right royal rumpus, and it's quite difficult to say that.
What is this right royal rumpus all about?
Well, let me give you a little bit of a preliminary first, the right royal rumpus. Back in 1794... George, subsequently King George IV, son of King George III, was married to Princess Caroline, a German princess. Mm-hmm. It was an arranged marriage, very unhappy marriage. George didn't want to marry her, one of the main reasons being that he was already married. to a lady who he'd married illegally, the yes. rule being that you had to get the king's permission to right. marry, which he'd never done. So the marriage was doomed from the start, you might say. And George was determined that Caroline, although his legal wife, would never, ever become queen. However, Caroline was taken very much to the heart of the British people. If I can use a modern day equivalent, she was the people's princess
right.
of her time. The people of England adored her. She was very popular. Her husband was the exact opposite. He was despised for his drinking, his gambling, and his generally wasteful, extravagant lifestyle. So George vowed she would never be queen. And they lived together very briefly, but it did result in the birth of a daughter, Princess Charlotte. Now, Caroline had very little control over the life of her daughter, and George saw to that because he was busy spreading rumours via his ministers and his henchmen about what an evil person Caroline was and how immoral she was. Mm-hmm. None of these allegations were ever proved to be true, but Caroline in the end was forced to flee and go and live in Italy. She felt that it was unbearable living in England any longer. As you can imagine, if there was support for the Queen in the country, people were rather vocal at showing it, and Chelmsford was no exception. And in 1820, a huge congregation of people gathered in Chelmsford with slogans and banners in support of the Queen, shouting their support, and they went in procession to the house of a Mr. Weston, who was an MP in Chelmsford. Now, luckily, Weston was a staunch supporter of the Queen, and in fact, he stood up in Parliament in support of Queen Caroline. So, happily for him that he was, because no doubt his house would have been burnt down otherwise. The people carried banners with slogans on, and one of the slogans was a single word, lies. And this referred to the lies that the king was busy spreading. Now, it's tempting to say that this demonstration had a real impact on George's future behaviour. It didn't. There were demonstrations all over the country, made not the slightest bit of difference. The good news is that he never assembled enough evidence to divorce her. The bad news is that she died at the relatively young age of 53 in 1821. And no, she never was allowed to go to her own coronation. George was crowned as George IV on the death of his father. But the doors to Westminster Abbey were firmly bolted and barred against the Queen.
Well, well, well. Okay, thank you. And I think she died just a few days after his coronation.
She did. She did. That's right, yes.
And it almost brought down the government.
It did. The government was very divided into pro-Caroline and anti-Caroline, those who wanted to keep favour with the king. But to give you an indication of what a sort of man George the Fourth was, when their daughter, Charlotte, died in childbirth in 1870, 17, he kept the news from his own wife. She didn't find out until weeks later.
Oh, good heavens. Right. Okay, thank you very much indeed for that. So,
thank you very much, Scott.
Where are you going next time?
Next time I'm going to Zeppelin's in Essex.
Okay, Zeppelin's in Essex. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Scott.